This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that ink quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to true innovation.
Howdy, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Twinnovation Podcast. The podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe, the Chef, Jeff Rosenberg.
Only strings about to go off
the rails.
Choo-choo.
And of course, we're joined by the Dame Von Dutch herself. She's Anna Rosenberg.
It's me, yours truly.
And I guess I'm going to introduce myself. Hi, I'm Dr. David Rosenberg. I'm a nearsighted gynecologist.
Oh, David, jeez.
And welcome to Twinnovation Nation. For any new listeners out there, what we do is we come up with ideas, inventions, schemes, dreams, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And of course, you can submit your Twinnovations. Those are innovations for twins to twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com or just DM us on Twitter or Instagram.
Is it Twinnovation Podcast or is it Twinnovation Pod?
The email, question as old as the is age old question.
Yeah,
sorry guys, can we start over Twinnovation, again?
The email is twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com. The socials, I believe, are Twinnovation Pod.
Yes, of course. So I'll address the elephant in the room. This is about the second or third time we're recording this podcast.
Yes, and check out our Patreon for the...
No one's going to check out the Patreon.
For the versions that we weren't allowed to post.
We tried to do this podcast yesterday. Of course, a ginormous fight did erupt throughout.
A fight between Dave and Jeff. Dave and Anna, Jeff and Anna.
It was
Dave and Jeff.
It was a total roundhouse of
a Mexican standoff, if you're allowed to say that.
It was just bleepback really
race standoff,
not a good situation. So yeah, we had to stop, take a breather, and now we're back, and we're going to try again.
We're back, and we're worse than ever.
That's the dedication we have.
We're bad and bougie. Yeah, we're sad. Yeah, we're sad and douchey. It's one of my puns from the episode that will never be released unless you're a top subscriber for $150.
Yeah, that one's going to have to be behind the $150 because we were being all quite nasty.
We were a nasty bunch.
We really unleashed on each other, but that's part of what makes the podcast compelling. You know, the three of us are, in fact, family.
Do we love each other? Do we hate each
we're
other?
We're family members at this point, and you know,
every episode is a bad family reunion.
It's true. So, of course, you know, just to get everyone up to speed, Dave and I are off another boozy dinner.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
Dave started playing.
I started playing our boy David Gotti's submission. But yeah, I got a little ahead of myself there. Got him.
What did you guys do for dinner? Well, hold on. I'd like to know what kind of cocktails you gave to Dave after not liking the first order.
You don't even want to get us started. It's a Caesar salad, a cheese board, and a cheese pizza.
You know, let's just say
there was a lot of cheese on the diet.
Yeah, we never learn with the cheese board. You really have to be careful when you're ordering the cheese board. Not just anyone can make a good cheese board.
This is why I like Denny's, because they have photos of what the thing is going to look like, you know?
Agreed. And that's why Yelp is okay, but like they don't have, they'll have photos, but it's like, what dish is this? Yeah.
You want the QR code to bring you to the professional photos of each thing.
Yes, exactly.
The Yelp like should do what Airbnb does for their photos, where they have a professional come to the home, take the photos, you know what you're getting.
And so, yeah, the Airbnb photo taking model needs to be applied to Yelp.
Do you think the cheese plate, you would not have ordered the cheese plate if you saw a high res photo of it?
No, if we had seen it, we wouldn't have ordered it. It was very sparse. Like, yeah. A cheese plate shouldn't look like a science experiment. You know what I mean? Like, it was like each item was like separated by like 3.5 inches.
It's like when you're putting an IKEA wardrobe together, there's just like six different size screws and 4 nuts. And it's like, what are we doing here?
We really didn't like it. And then, you know, we ordered also this Caesar salad, which we've learned because we love Caesar salads that Caesar salads are also hit or miss. It's hard to make a good one. So that one also.
Especially sucked. After we had in New Jersey that, what's your salad place that you die for?
Oh, Sweet Green.
Little Caesars.
Have I talked about my love for Sweet Green before?
I reached out to them. I wanted to start a franchisee model in Portland. Really? I'm still waiting for that email.
I fucking love Sweet Green. The fact that there's no Sweet Green here is literally, there's I would one be by, like 20 by my pounds work, lighter.
And we do go often.
Oh, you're so lucky.
And do you get that chicken Caesar, Jeff, ever? Because
yeah, we do. That's like the antipasta one. Or no, I was thinking of the Italian. Here's the deal.
At Sweet Green, they have a kale Caesar. But what you need to do is you need to swap the kale for arugula. I mean, some people don't like arugula. That's embarrassing. But arugula is obviously have a
bitterness
the best.
To it.
Arugula. I love arugula personally. And I would say that what I do at Sweet Green is I get the kale Caesar, but I get it with all arugula and I add goat cheese. And
I finish the leftovers, Jeff, and I'll tell you, I am a fan.
Happy camper. You got to get that extra dressing, too, because you don't...
Oh, was there extra dressing on it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I could tell.
The dressing is really good there at Sweet Green, too. That's one of the things that... That and Cheesecake Factory are, you know, two of the things that suck about Maine is that they don't have
either of those. Don't put Cheesecake Factory in the same sentence as a salad.
No, Cheesecake Factory is amazing.
Cheesecake Factory, they have the pictures on their menu, do they not?
No, but it's a very expansive menu. You can get basically anything your heart desires there, which is what I love about it.
You can get a chicken piccata or a chicken
bagata.
What's that?
You don't remember that whole situation? Oh my God. Dave and I went to Cheesecake Factory years ago and I ordered chicken piccata. And then the guy brought me like just like a chicken cutlet on a plate, like dry with like some broccoli.
Which
pieces.
Is obviously a chicken piccata.
Which is obviously not a chicken piccata. So I was like, excuse me. Like I ordered chicken piccata. Oh, I said, I'm sorry. I ordered chicken piccata with mashed potatoes. I said, and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. He takes the food. Comes back with the food with mashed potatoes on it. Do you remember that, Dave?
I do.
So I was like, wait, no, this is still not chicken piccata.
It's a chicken bagata.
And then he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you said chicken bagata. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? What is that? And it turns out they do have something on their menu called chicken bagata. That is essentially what I had.
It's a very expansive menu, Jeff.
So
really? It's got mispronunciations and all.
It was actually pretty funny, though, because then we ended up getting, like, major comps. Like, half of the meal was, like, free. The manager came over to apologize for the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. David.
It was, like, a very much of, like, a who's on first, you know, kind of situation. Like, chicken piccata, chicken bagata, chicken piccata, chicken bagata, you know, like that.
It's a dinner
It's
we'll
a guy
forget.
That's clearly not Italian doing an Italian accent in front of you.
God. Do you guys want to talk about your... eclipse/earthquake experience?
Oh, yes, of course. Things come in
actually,
threes.
And now that day three has come along, we have the trifecta with the O.J. Simpson
death, yes.
Which is what we couldn't talk about yesterday because it had not
happened yet.
And now this is the three Deathly Hallows that combine into a certain beginning of the end, if you will, resurrection of Christ.
Exactly. And that's honestly, you know, no one would really know
Easter.
This. But when I've been saying it's me, yours truly, that's actually O.J. Simpson's line.
Interesting.
On Howard, that's the clip they use for him.
Right, right.
You know, O.J. obviously murderer, you know.
Great athlete.
A polarizing figure, to say the least.
A triple threat, a sportsman, an actor, and a murderer.
My God. Yeah, more than a triple threat.
From the Naked Gun movies.
Oh, you know, my friend was just talking to me about the Naked Gun movies. I've never watched them. Should so we watch funny. Them?
Yeah, they're the best. They're sort of the precursor to the scary movies.
Ooh, yeah, that's very funny.
Slapstick.
Well, I've tried to watch whatever his name is, Leslie Nielsen. I don't think all his stuff is that
No,
funny.
It is. He's hilarious.
No, I'm not saying he's not hilarious. Like him, have you ever seen the interview of him with like his fart machine or whatever he has?
No, but we'll post it on our Patreon.
it's really funny stuff.
We should just start posting full movies on the Patreon because someone
should be posting full porns on the Patreon.
Oh my God. Well, it doesn't have to
be
porn.
It could be, say, the Knicks game. And if you don't have, say, a season pass, you could go on our Patreon and watch the Knicks game for $1 a month.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
Jeff, where were you for the earthquake?
Earthquake, I think I was walking to the subway, and so I thought it was just the subway underneath me shaking the ground.
Ah, I see. So it really wasn't anything of notice to you until after the fact then.
Well, yeah, and then people started sprouting up on text and Reddit and such. But I also wear highly cushioned shoes. I was wearing Birkenstocks, so maybe that absorbed a lot of the impact.
From a former Birkenstock model, if I may say so myself.
Thank you, and you were there with me as well.
I was there
if
with
anyone
you.
Wants to look up that Easter egg.
We got stopped on the street. They said, hey, do you want to be Birkenstock models? And Jeff, of course, with his toenails, was excluded from the conversation. But,
you know. Yeah, as if your toenails are in perfect condition.
My boy's got two left feet. That's why we call him Lefty.
I have two left and you have two right.
Right, right. But Jeff, I was actually seeing on the gram that there were shops selling I Survived the 2024 Earthquake.
I saw that. Yeah, I was doing that in the park.
Smart man. Smart man, that's fast money. That's what we call it.
The fastest money, I saw some guy, you know, a lot of people in desperation. They don't buy the glasses beforehand. So there's some good Samaritans, maybe in New York City anyway, in the parks who are handing them out because they're part of, you know, some society of science,
some
if you will.
Society.
But then there are the hustlers actually pushing them out of a paper bag for $20 a pop, I saw.
Really? Dude, so that you can make bank on that.
Damn.
You could make bank. You could probably make, some good bank.
You could probably sell 200 in an hour, easy.
200 in an hour? I mean, that's
$4,000.
Top notch. I saw people waiting in line at, I believe, like a print shop, because the print shop apparently had them.
And so your idea is to, like, print fake ones and, you know, sell them?
No, the real ones are as cheap. I wouldn't ever do anything like that. It's pretty lame and not cool.
Well, you don't know until you put them on if you can see the eclipse. So, you know, you dye some saran wrap with some black dye. And then, as they're looking at the sun, it starts to melt
away. As they're looking at the sun,
blinded.
I take their keys.
you fucking punch them in the gut, take their wallet, and give them a nut tap for effect.
We came into our building
and then
today,
I take the glasses and resell them.
Someone with keys left their keys in the front door.
When we got home from our boozy dinner, there was a set of
bad
keys.
And boozy?
Bad and bougie. Yeah, we're sad and douchey.
You know, not every dinner can be perfect, but that's what makes the good dinners even better, right?
True that. We did go out for dinner a previous night, and, you know, I had a sushi grade tuna.
Oh, that was the other night. Yeah, we didn't even talk about this. We had
a peppercorn crust.
A whole plate of raw fish that was the most beautiful fish we ever saw.
To die for.
Raw tuna that was red as the fucking blood.
And my girl can't eat red meat unless it's pink and purple.
I can eat fish, so that's why I was eating this tuna. I had some amazing martinis. You know, I will say I hate when a restaurant's closing at 9. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, you have a luxury of living in the biggest city.
No, not
city
really,
in the-
actually. Post-pandemic, a lot of these places close pretty early as well.
I feel like it's like, this is like a new thing everywhere I go. It's like,
well, they don't want that bad and bougie crowd coming in at 11, or that sad and douchey.
I used to get dinner at like 10 all the time when I was in college with my friends. Right. Like, that was like our thing. Like, get dinner at 10, and then the clubs open at like 11, 11:30, so you're like done with dinner in time to go out. It's like, I can't even imagine why all these restaurants are closing at 9. It's like, what time does that mean?
They don't want to pay the workers the extra hour, extra 2 hours, so right. So they're crunching.
You know, whenever closes right. is fucking Domino's.
We never get Domino's. Domino's sucks.
I got Domino's for the Super Bowl. I get emails from them every day telling me I got a
pizza.
I got another emergency pizza.
The emergency pizza means you're saving Domino's from bankruptcy. That's the emergency.
Actually, Domino's stock has gone through the roof since the emergency pizza.
Are you in?
Oh, I've been in, baby. These pizzas aren't just
what's
free.
What's the ticker there for Domino's?
Rent.
Is it Dom?
Dom.
So, yeah, like, we had the earthquake. I, of course, was in New Jersey. Terrifying experience. I ran out of my parents' house screaming because I thought the house was going to explode or a truck was about to drive through it. But, of course, it was just another day in the earthquake world that we live in today.
And, of course, I was filling my car up at the gas station, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, you were on your way to New Jersey, but you were in, like, New Haven,
and,
Connecticut.
Yeah, and I felt a little rumble, and I thought Davey soiled his diaper.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
I was worried that the gas station was going to blow up because the car was shaking.
Well, did he know it was an earthquake right away?
Not right away, but after. Anna texted me, and then I was like, phew. And one of these, you know, gas tanks.
She finally
station.
Asked you, did you feel it, instead of her asking.
Dude. Gosh. You savage for that one.
He is savage.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll try and be better in the future.
Well, I need to be better now instead of the future.
Yeah, doubtful. Yeah, exactly. We'll try now. But no, it was a very jarring experience, I'll say, to go through the earthquake. You know, you don't expect these on the northeast of the United States, of course. I don't know where all of our listeners are, of course, very global.
Australia,
so
Pakistan.
Maybe they're used to
Uzbekistan.
That. But for us, it was Dubai. Very rare and very strange. And then only a few days later,
OJ dies.
We have the eclipse, I was going to say.
It comes in threes.
David, wait. Look how scary it looks out our window. You can't see a single fucking thing because it's so foggy and now it's nighttime, right? You see, there's not even a twinkle. Do you see?
Can't even see the bridge.
You can't even see the bridge or a twinkle of any night.
Yeah, that's right, Nation. We have a view of a bridge.
We have a view of the water and the bridge, and we just love it so much. And
we do love it.
It's so foggy, though, these days. There's no good weather that it's like...
Yeah, we feel like it's been raining for a gosh darn month.
They say that April showers bring May flowers. And what do May flowers bring?
May flowers bring June...
Puritans.
Pilgrims!
Pilgrims, of course.
What do you mean?
That's the saying.
The Mayflower, Dave. The ship.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot.
April showers bring Mayflowers.
I think if I had a daughter, I'd name her May.
If I had a daughter, I'd name her April. You know, I actually
That's not bad.
Used to use many aliases when I was younger, and one of them actually was May, funnily enough. And one of the other ones I used to use was Eula.
Eula.
Yeah. Like, well, when I was doing my promo stuff, like, I would sometimes use a different
right.
name.
Right.
Now she goes
I
by
went
Olive.
As Josh for a minute.
You did use Josh?
Yeah, Josh
was
kind
Josh.
Of.
I could see
yeah,
you being
I would
a
like
Josh.
To start going by Josh. Obviously, I
Why?
Go by Ruth, Sue,
you're not
and also
a Josh,
Krem.
You're Jeff. Yeah,
your friends would go along with that if you told them you wanted to be called Josh. I'm sure they would.
Yeah, they would be. They would totally go along with it. But I think your Jeff is a good name. What's wrong with Jeff? Jeff isn't
no Josh.
Worse than Josh.
Jeff
no,
is no Josh.
Josh isn't better than Jeff. Seriously. I mean, there's other names that are.
Josh is
maybe,
posh.
You know what's a cool? Maybe a name that's cooler? Zane. Why don't you go by Zane?
No, you can't go by Zane.
Why not? Why not?
Shout out to my middle school friend Josh Jacino.
Get it over with.
Yeah, I looked up my middle school friend Josh Jacino the other day. He's a personal chef, which I don't
mind. That's pretty cool.
I don't know. You know, but at any point, any failed chef could say they're a personal chef and sound like they're doing big things.
I'm technically a personal chef because I didn't make dinner tonight, but everyone's a personal chef if they make their own
Dave's
dinner.
A personal chef. He's my personal chef.
Yeah, I'm filling this girl with almost 30 chicken meatballs every week.
That's my diet. And I've been losing weight. People are going to be like, girl, did you do Ozempic? And I'm going to be like, no, I eat about 25 to 30 chicken meatballs made by
Dave. He's actually stashing them from IKEA and they're horse balls.
Pony balls.
No, they're pure. I noticed, Dave, the other day at the grocery store that you chose the regular ground chicken instead of the organic ground chicken for one more dollar. And I wanted to confront you about that live on the podcast.
I didn't notice. What's an organic chicken?
I don't know. What
am I eating? IBF chickens?
I think that, yeah, like. Is the other chicken eating like its own poop and the organic chicken is eating like corn?
Maybe it's the injections to make the tits bigger.
Oh, Jeff, the breasts, you mean?
Yeah, they get they've actually started doing breast reductions for the chickens.
Yeah, I ate some chicken tits tonight.
You remember that old idea I had? It was I want to say it was chicken tenders, but it was chicken tenders that were shaped like strong women.
Yeah.
I Does that ring a bell?
Vaguely.
Hot chicks or buff chicks? Buff chicks.
Buff chicks.
So tendies that were kind of shaped like strong women.
What's the World War II woman's name that's on the poster?
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, Rosie the Riveter. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, if someone, and I've had this happen before, if someone's, you know, I tell them I have a podcast where I come up with inventions and someone's like, oh, what's one of the inventions?
I draw a blank. Darren headlights.
Yeah, like Garbo. I know.
Right. You know? I still say Buigi, which is, you know, these are season one. Now we're in Scotty season.
Scotty season. I was trying to see if I want to go out after. Like,
yeah, why'd you just disregard that? I just
like the Knicks aren't playing the Celtics to get into a number two spot.
Can we maybe go to Bubba's and just dance until it closes after we're done with
this? No, it's Monday.
But if we go, it's like 9 o'clock now.
Thursday.
If we're done, it's Thursday. It's basically the weekend. Can we go, if you're done with your game, if we go over to Bubba's at like 10:30 and dance until it closes? Can we do that?
No, my diaper's full.
Sounds fun.
Why can't we do that?
Because I'm an old man.
What if I go over there?
Baby, then then I'll pay for the Uber.
Yeah, right. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm an old man. You make me feel old, so now I'm old.
Here's what you do. You sign up to be an Uber driver with that new car of yours, and then she gets your Uber to drive there. You're going to pay to take her to the club.
So I'm doubling down then.
You're doubling down.
That's why it's good that we're, you know, I'm a younger girl, you know, in our relationship. I keep you young.
You always say I'm past my prime.
I know I don't. What are you talking about?
Although I will say to the nation out there, I started using a
sea salt
spray, and I feel like a whole new man.
You should be bottling that up out of the bay there in Maine, you know, do the Maine sea salt.
The Cascao Bay sea spray.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Together, Dave, if we had a kid, their hair would be like rope.
Yeah, like nappy.
Like, just both of our hair is so thick that it's like.
Don't jinx me. I could go.
Well, the other thing is, like, you know, you have two parents with beautiful thick hair, and then we'd have like a bald child, you know, like a Caillou type baby.
What's Caillou?
I hear you.
Caillou? You don't know what Caillou is? He was like the little bald PBS cartoon. You know, a funny story about Caillou is that Caillou was actually the only thing that was on other than the news on 9/11. So when I was home from school on 9/11, I actually switched over and was watching Caillou for a time.
Really?
I was 12 when 9/11 happened, so I wasn't really Caillou watching age, but I really wanted to stop watching the Twin Tower coverage at that time.
Of course, right. Of course.
So now every time I see Caillou, I associate him with 9/11. However, Caillou is like a Charlie Brown looking type.
Like a knockoff?
He's a Charlie Brown knockoff. Yes, that's a good way to describe him, I would say.
Interesting. I wonder if they had a Caillou episode, you know, the week after about terrorism.
Oh my God. I don't think they, I think Kai, because
they do
like
broach
English.
Those topics in the kids' shows.
Yeah.
What's that show that I send you a little Instagram things of with the puppets?
I don't know what it is, but that you show. Love those. Love, he love, loves love to that send show. Me those. I think it's so
They're
funny.
So funny.
Yeah.
The meat it's, thing. Yeah. It's the yeah.
No,
Emily
like
and
the
I
girlfriend,
also.
Like telling my girlfriend she's a little princess or something like
yeah.
that kind
I'm
of
gonna
one.
I'm
going to
look it up right now because I'm also a big,
girl.
Big fan.
Yeah,
yeah.
So funny. I'm
the right. little green puppet who's like, who's
and
that
then the
wonderful
old nanny.
Girl? Yeah. Could she be any cuter?
I think it's called Nanolan.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I think that looks like a really good show. I usually hate new shows because I feel like they're not wholesome like our old shows we grew up on, but that one looks like it fucking
yeah I love puppets. Puppets are so fun.
Puppets are
big
so
puppet
fun.
Fan.
And I feel like the Muppets sort of
I love the Muppets.
Cornered the puppet market for a while.
Muppets is a monster puppets, is that where the
well,
origin
yeah that's yeah. what it, Muppet means, but like they're just cute monsters. They're not scary monsters. I love Muppets. You know, I started following Elmo recently, and I recommend everyone to follow
Tickle
Elmo.
Me Elmo.
He's a great follow on Instagram. He'll randomly post stuff being like...
Wasn't there a documentary outing Elmo a couple
Jeffrey,
years back?
That was years ago. Don't
sour down.
It was called Don't Tickle Me.
That's funny.
Well, you know, Elmo will be
tickle
like,
me hell no.
I loved Sesame Street. Did you guys watch Sesame?
A little bit.
You weren't PBS boys?
No, we watched like the baby Muppet show where it was like
that's not PBS.
Yeah. Where you had the woman
like
with the legs, with the striped legs.
Right.
What on PBS did you watch, if anything?
Probably Mr. Rogers a little bit.
I love Mr. Rogers. And Sesame, you didn't watch any Sesame?
No, we did. Just, you know, at this point it was 60, 70 years
ago. And what
ago.
About Reading Rainbow?
Reading Rainbow! Yeah, we watched Reading Rainbow.
What's his name from Blue's Clues lives nearby, and I believe he actually just posted on TikTok for the first time. What's his name, Tom?
Blue's Clues is Nickelodeon.
Yeah, what's the Blue's Clues guy's name?
Steve.
Steve, yeah. So he did this, and people were bawling about it.
Wait, Steve, he makes me cry, yeah.
Steve came out of nowhere and just, he posed on, you know, Instagram or TikTok. He just goes, so how you doing? And then... And then leaves an empty silence so people feel an openness to respond without, you know, being inundated by, you know, media.
We'll post
or,
that to our Patreon.
He was actually copying Elmo in a way because Elmo had tweeted that a few months ago, remember?
Oh,
and
yeah,
people
yeah.
unloaded on Elmo. So.
You know all these millennials with their anxiety.
Well,
Gen
the
Z.
Thing is also he was posting right. that because that Quiet on Set documentary had come out.
Yeah, Jeff, did you watch that? The Nickelodeon?
I feel like that was kind of post us because we had all that. And like that was more later millennial than the shows that we watched. You know, no one was we didn't watch Drake and Josh, you know?
No, we did not.
God,
watch
I
Drake
would hope
and
not.
Josh. But we
well,
were
it wasn't
all
on
that
when
fans.
We were coming of age, if
yeah.
you will.
In the 70s,
we've been watching Kenan Thompson for 30 years at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I love Kenan. We've seen him so many times.
Not in real life, though.
What do you mean not in real life? That's exactly what I mean.
When have we seen Kenan?
At SNL.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
What, are you, what the hell? You suddenly...
I'm bad and bougie.
Remember he even talked to us when we were standing
you know,
in the door? He came
I will
through.
Say, I one of the times we weren't in the audience at SNL, but we were in the writer's room, and I went to the bathroom, and I was in there, and Kenan came in and started smoking a joint.
That's so cool. You should have smoked with him.
And he was like, is this okay? And I was like, yeah, I smoke too, man.
You know, I also, you
well,
know.
That's ballsy to smoke before you're going live.
It smelled like weed up there the whole time we were up there. And I feel like I also went to the bathroom when we were at SNL one time. And then Leslie Jordan came by and I kind of smiled and waved at her. Or, you know, like smiled and nodded rather. And then she said, hey,
Leslie
how
Jones.
You doing? Yes, Leslie Jones. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, hey, how you doing?
Leslie Nielsen.
Kind of had that interaction.
She shouldn't have left the show. She was so
she's
good.
She's so funny. I know.
And I'm now sure you don't really hear, good. You know, then they all do commercials and make 10 times as much money, but still.
Exactly. And then, oh my God, when you make money like that kind of way, you just have like, you're not working for like months at a time. You're just hanging out. And then you'd work like one day and make like $100,000.
Right. Right,
but it seems like they're comfortable, but they still get bored if they're not working. So they're always looking for work, you know, rich people.
There's always something to do. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like to stay rich.
Yeah. No, I do feel like some people leave too early, though.
The cast, yeah.
Absolutely.
And like I said, if you have any of those Twinnovation ideas that you want to submit to the pod, you can DM us on Instagram. I think they might cap it at a minute, though. So don't be afraid to submit them to twinnovationpodcast@gmail.com. And, Jeff, would you like to hear David Gaddy give us his amazing pitch?
Of course. I would love to.
All right. So let's hear it in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Dave. Up north. I'm here today to pitch you an idea that will not only shock and amaze you, but it also might soothe and amuse you. Allow me to pose a question.
Please do.
What's the worst part about walking around with an umbrella and then having the rain stop? You don't know where to put the frickin' thing. I introduce the umbrella sheath. Yeah, so it's like a sword sheath, but instead of a sword, you can place your closed umbrella in it. Pull it out like a badass if the rain starts up again.
Ooh.
So basically we're selling jackets with loops on the back. That's more or less it. Yeah, there's going to be loops on the back. You can close your umbrella, put them in there. And yeah, you got a place to put your umbrella. You don't have to walk around with it like a freaking chotch. I'm loving the work you guys do. I love how frequent the episodes have been during Scotty season.
Hell yeah.
Good work, guys. Love y'all.
Mwah.
You know, I really like that guy's voice.
Yeah, he's nice. I like him.
Strong voice. Where is he from? Too. Do we get where he's from?
Ontario, of course. Jeff.
Ontario. He's from your bar.
He said that, yeah.
We love the sheath.
Yeah, the sheath is cool because like a sword, and Jeff, this isn't to be confused with him putting it through a belt loop. It's sort of a sheath on the back of his jacket or coat.
Guy, so kind of got that right. Cool. It's like Leonardo.
Leonardo. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, my man.
You almost want two. That way you can give one to maybe a meat cute,
you do
if you will.
Two. A meat cute indeed. You do want to. You want to be able to give one away or sell one, even better, because you want that nice cross crippler effect on the back.
Yes. Yes, very cool.
You want that X marks the spot on your back.
Yeah. What do they call it? The quiver for your arrows?
Oh, interesting. I don't know. Sound off in the comments if you know what Jeff's talking about there.
Yeah, it's called a quiver.
Really? You guys are so...
I've been doing a lot of crosswords.
Book smart. You have. I've noticed that about you. Dad speaks very fond of you and your crossword.
Well, he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, he's an avid crossword puzzler.
Of course. Yes. Of course. You know, it's a good...
You can do the Sunday New York Times in under an hour.
Brain training, if you will.
Talking about John Cosgrove?
Hmm.
Bleep that.
Bleep it.
What? No, we don't need to bleep that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Guys, I'm, I don't want to push the pod too far along unless anyone has anything else to say. I think, perhaps we get to the amazing pitches that these three disgusting minds have for us today. What
Let's
do you think do about
it.
That?
Yes, I concur.
First up in the pig pen, he goes by the name of Dr. Rosenberg. Doctor, what do you have for us today? Howdy, folks. How you doing out there?
Howdy.
Pretty good.
Allow me to pose a question, will you?
Please do.
What's the worst part about socializing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
When you're an energy
Jeff
vamp.
Doesn't have a problem with
No,
yeah,
I
when you're
do.
An energy vamp. Jeff's a people person. He's the man
no,
in the hour.
No, I'm not a people person. I like my solidarity. Or solitarity?
Solitude?
Solitude. Solituded. solitudinarity.
Solitarity. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
Well, for those of us with anxiety, you know, I have a little bit of anxiety and the nation might not know this for them.
He quivers like an arrow.
I do. But it can be stress inducing to, you know, keep up these conversations all the time.
You're so natural with people, David. What do you
mean?
Well,
you know, I have an internal monologue here and there.
What does it say?
It says, you're not good enough. You're not worthy of people's time.
Really? Yeah. You think that? That explains a lot. You know, I think you should implement some of that thinking more into, like, your day-to-day, like, with me. Like, you know, instead of, like, you know, you come across
lashing
really
out.
Confident.
Bad and douchey.
Sad and douchey.
Folks, sad and douchey. You know, and here at Twinnovation, we pride ourselves on reducing your stress, okay?
Sure.
And that's why I'm pleasantly pleased today to pitch my brand new invention. Please allow me to introduce to you the first of its kind, the Chit Chat Hat. Okay? Mm-hmm. The Chit Chat Hat, like the name suggests, is a wearable device styled as a fashionable hat that detects when a conversation has lapsed into an awkward silence. Equipped with a subtle speaker system, the hat then prompts a random, interesting fact or humorous joke, providing a natural conversation restart point. Users can upload their preferences to the hat app, allowing it to tailor the conversation's prompts to the wearer's interest and the context of the situation.
Cool.
Business meeting, date, family dinner. And Jeff, we also have a paid optional stealth mode, okay, which lowers the volume so only the wearer of the hat hears that prompt through a discreet earpiece, allowing them to appear naturally knowledgeable or witty. Oh, Lord.
Fedora aside.
Yeah. So the idea combines technology with a bit of social lubrication to make interactions smoother and more enjoyable. The Chit Chat Hat retails for $149.99. So I guess my only question left to ask is who's wearing the Chit Chat Hat with me?
Wow.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
David.
So, yes, I don't know if it was clear, but the unpaid version is both parties know what's happening, and it's sort
of it's a
talking piece.
And it's a speaker, or is it like a LED thing that says?
It's a little
you
bit
know,
of both, Jeff. It's a little bit of both.
Very cool. Can we get an example?
So, an icebreaker would be like, "Hey, you know, what's your favorite animal?"
I see.
What was the name of your first pet?
And then you'd say chinchilla, and then the hat would be like, "Chinchillas have." Prickly fingers.
Yeah, we have it synced to ChatGPT to answer any questions you might not know the answers to.
Super fun, dude. Yeah. Super fun. I can see it on dates. You also mentioned it in a business environment.
Yeah, and I think the Chit Chat Hat is a great name. Really proud of it. Really excited about it. I think Scotty Season has opened my mind up to a whole new array of wearable, fashionable tech.
Yeah,
uh-huh. You know, you will see the people with those LED hats or LED shirts sometimes at raves. What we're trying to do is we're trying to break that
mold,
you know, that peacocking mold into the more bar, business meeting, day atmosphere. So, you know, you can socially lubricate those conversations.
And not just for guys, right?
From your friends. Of course not, Jeff. Girls can wear hats too. Now, I'm actually into girls that wear hats. There's nothing more I like than a ponytail coming through the back of a hat.
Of course.
Oh, good to know, Dave.
Yes.
So you must be into golfers.
I am into golfers, yes. Big shout out to my boy Nick Fusco. Really hope I get invited to your wedding. Hit me up on the grams if I got that invite. Jeff, let me ask you a question that I've never asked you. Do you enjoy being a lefty? Do you feel like it makes you someone of a special person? Yes, a unique person.
For sure. I like to hang my chat hat on that, if you will.
Your Chit Chat Hat. And, you know, they say only 10% of people are lefties. And you grew up in the right era because I believe they were sort of...
We actually like to call it the left era.
The left era. Indeed, because they used to get a lot of vitriol during the Victorian ages.
Well, if I'm well you know, ahead. Sinister comes from the word meaning left, very good versus evil, black versus white. Left was demonized, if you will.
Whoa. I think that, you know, it's a very much a thing of like, you guys are twins, one of you's a right-hander, one of you's a left-hander. If you were just one person, you would have been ambidextrous. It's just
interesting.
As simple as that, you know?
That's very interesting.
I feel like you're downplaying the leftiness a little bit, but that's okay.
Well, you know, the lefties are always, you know, the creative.
You got any lefties in the fam?
Not that I'm aware of.
Really? You're all righties, huh?
I'm a righty.
That's all. Mom's all a lefty. Right.
Mom's a lefty. Was grandma a lefty?
Grandma was a lefty, yes.
Yeah, so it runs in the women
and
in the
so
family.
And so is Marilyn.
Interesting. I'd love that. So that's the Chit Chat hat. We sell for $149.99. We come in a bunch of different customizable styles. Yes, you can have the LED or you can focus more on the speaker system. Very customizable.
So it's not just a topic. It's like it's a joke. You're not asking it something. It's saying, hey, did you know type of deal?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like how that Ellen DeGeneres has that game, Heads Up.
I was thinking about that a little bit.
Heads Up is fun. So we actually can integrate that Heads Up app into the hat if you want to, you know, not have to take out your phone to play a game like that. We're very customizable.
Very cool, Dave. A big, big fan. Love what you've been doing. And that's a great Scotty Season edition.
Thank you. And Grace, Chit Chat Hat's a good day for the episode. So is Sad and Douchey.
God.
The episode's not over yet. There's still yeah, time.
Oh, Jeff, you're saying you got one for the books. All right. Next up in the pig pen, he goes by the name of El Jefe, the Chef, Jeff Rosenberg.
Thanks,
Jeff, what are you chopping up for us today?
I want to say, ever wish you could conjure up a gourmet meal in the snap of your fingers?
Yes. No, I have a chef.
You do have a chef. Picture this. You've had a long day at work. You're exhausted. And the last thing you want to do is spend hours in the kitchen cooking dinner. Am I right? Or am I right?
You're not wrong.
Or am I left, actually?
Oh.
Let's face it, after a long day of adulting, the last thing anyone wants to do is slave away in the kitchen. But who wants to settle for a bland microwave meal or greasy takeout?
Not I.
Enter Oven Ready Gourmet, culinary equivalent of that personal chef that we're talking about, that Justin, that Dave, if you will.
That Josh Chacino.
The Josh, of course. Without the hefty price tag, right? All right. What we're doing here, and I've brought this up the other day because we got a new oven, is the sheet pan meals, right? And this is everything you have.
I was complimenting your oven and your sheet pan
meals. I do remember that. And I felt that was like really like a bonding experience between us.
I thought so too.
And so what we have here, the sheet pan meal, for people who don't know, is you have your protein and your two sides, and it all goes in the oven at the same time. You put it on, you know, 375, 400 for 20, 25 minutes, and your full meal comes out ready. You know, and it's not something, it's not, you know, one of these meal kits where you still got to blend everything and do everything. It actually comes, you know, say you sign up for 5 meals a week, Dave. You're going to get shipped this box, and this box comes with, you know, 5 different, you know, sheets that you put on your pan.
Is it like what like a pasta would come in if you had a big party, like one of those tinfoil things that are kind of goes up around the edges?
No, because Dave, we don't want to go up around the edges because you want everything on one layer. That's how you get that even cooking, right? So think of it more as like almost like a CD rack or you know, your record rack where you're just sliding this one sheet out. You're peeling that top off like you would.
Right,
and then you're
right.
putting it on your baking sheet, your metal baking sheet, and straight into the oven. And you know, it comes with a deck. We like to call them decks. And it's a deck of 5 or however many you choose for the week. You know, and it's peel and play type of deal.
Yes.
So, you know, let's say honey, garlic, chicken, and veggies, right? Because you want your veggies. So you got your breasts on there, your chicken tits, if you will.
Yeah, your tits.
And they're already marinated. And then you have your broccoli florets, some baby carrots, salt and pepper already on it. Because, you know, we make these to last a week, right? So you get yours. They're ready to go. All you need
fresh
to do.
Fresh, never frozen.
Fresh, never frozen.
It's a lot like HelloFresh.
It is a lot like HelloFresh, but you're not dealing with, you know, opening that box that has, you know, a million different items.
You don't have to make the meal.
And then, yeah, and then you have to, you know, they try to kid you into thinking that you want to learn how to cook by these meal kits, which is not untrue. But at the end of the day, you really just want a home-cooked meal. And you're going to get that home-cooked meal with this. We're calling it Panda Sheet, okay?
Okay. Why?
Because we have a fun little sheet panda, if you will. That's
I see.
That's a mascot, absolutely adorable, totally on brand. Cuddly panda, chef's hat, apron, holding the sheet pan, big smile on his face. It's that's playful, it's charming, you know, and anyone can do it because he's clearly not an adult. He's a panda, right? But he can almost I want you to think of it like a Lunchable for adulting.
Oh, I like that, Jeff. I like that. And so you're just heating up the food, right? So you're not like...
Well, you're cooking it. You're cooking it.
But like a raw chicken, when it... would have a longer cook time than a vegetable now?
No, actually vegetables typically take longer than the chicken.
Really?
But what we do here is because we have it at 400, we're going a little higher, traditionally 375. And instead of 30 minutes, 35 minutes, we're going 20 minutes. So everything kind of just gets blasted a little quicker, a little hotter. But, you know, it's all edible at the end of the day.
I love that, Jeff. It reminds me of, and it harkens back to our Boy Scout days where we did our tin foil meals over the hot coals.
The Boy Scouts, you say.
I don't know why it reminds me of that, Jeff, but
yeah,
the tin
foil
meals.
Yeah, well, the tin foil aspect,
weren't you an Eagle Scout?
No, I was a Tenderfoot, actually.
What's that?
That's the first level.
You never became an Eagle, then?
There was many levels between what I did and what the Eagle Scout did. You know who was an Eagle Scout? Is Huff is a Snitch was an Eagle Scout.
Whoa.
Barely. I heard he got disbarred. Declawed, if you will.
Declawed. Dude, that is epic. That is really cool. And I would love to be your first customer if you're willing to ship to Maine.
I would be. If you guys have any questions, you know, obviously this is a cool thing to stack in the fridge. We make, you know, the first order comes with the stackable fridge thing. Again, five different slots for each different meal of the week. Peel and play, if you will. So all you have to do is set the oven, get it up to that 400, pop her in for 20 minutes, and you got a family meal for 2, 4, or anything in between. 3.
Set it and forget it. Jeff, have you... done this type of meal prep for yourself for proof of concept?
Of course. We've been in the kitchen lab a lot. Emily's doing a lot of the heavy lifting with the sheet pan stuff. And, you know, we're finding it to be really convenient without kind of losing, you know, that home-cooked quality, you know?
Yeah, Jeff, maybe you send us the recipes and we try and cook the same meals every night and, you know, take a picture afterwards as you kind of did it better.
Agreed. Yeah, no, that's super fun, Dave. And obviously, maybe we'll try and integrate the panda as well, because sheep panda is really what's going to sell this. He's super cute, super fun. And
yeah, and if we have any designers out there, I'd love to see that sheep panda sort of logo and what that looks like.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Awesome idea, Jeff. Really incredible shit that you're doing off the books.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more prouder than you than I've been for a long time. Not to
thanks,
say I
Dave.
Haven't been
it's
proud
on the
of
books.
You for a
everything's,
long time.
Everything's clean cut and, you know, by the book, if you will.
Some things are off the book.
You know, I posted it on Twinnovation a while ago, but it was like a recipe book where you would put the food on the page, rip off the page, and kind of curl it up, and the food would cook in the page of the recipe book. It was almost like a what do they call that type of paper that you can cook?
A parchment.
Yeah, like a parchment.
That's interesting. So I haven't seen anything cool like that. Hopefully you can you can forward that to me at some point in time, and I apologize.
And I will.
For blunders and my blasphemy, if you will.
I love it, Jeff. Next up in the pig pen, you know her worst as the Dame Von Dutch. She's on a Rosenberg. Anna, what do you have for us today?
Oh, well, to be honest, I thought you were going to maybe ask me first if I had something, because maybe I don't have anything.
Oh, interesting. Yes, I wanted to keep it cordial after yesterday's Mexican standoff.
Blowout, of course.
Bleep out standoff.
Oh, right. I don't think, you know, I think, yeah, it's not great. I have nothing.
Really?
I don't really have anything. What am I?
Whoa, dude.
I don't have anything.
We had a whole mishap yesterday. And that's an extra 24 hours to think
maybe
of an idea.
Maybe we should have Grace put in the final judgment for the OJ case back from 1993 instead of Anna's
pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
If it don't fit, you must acquit.
You know, I think that everyone should maybe watch that, what's it called? Ryan Murphy made a show about the OJ.
Oh, the People vs. OJ Simpson.
Yeah, that was a good show.
One of the best times of my life was watching that show.
Remember we watched that? Yeah, that was really
Cuba.
Really
and Cuba's and actually...
Travolta.
What's his name? Michael...
Ross from fucking Friends.
Schwimming with
guy,
the fishes.
Who's the guy that's like really popular now?
Are you talking about the guy that played Johnny Cochran?
No. He played like the...
That guy blew up too.
He played the lawyer that was like in back, like behind the curly-haired white woman.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he's in This Is Us. He was in American Fiction.
Sterling?
Yeah, Sterling Brown.
Yeah.
That was sort of his jump off.
Yeah, that was a really, really good show.
You know,
OJ's still making stars, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what he died of. He was kind of young.
Cancer.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What kind?
I forget. Prostate, maybe?
Interesting.
I heard he went pro for state.
Oh, God.
You know, football, pro,
I had a fan reach out to us saying that he was interested in us talking about, you know, what we're watching, what we're seeing.
Oh, I'd be happy to tell everyone what we're watching. So... Summer House on Bravo. I really resisted this for many years because I think the Hamptons, you know, of course I did grow up going to the Hamptons my entire life.
Bad and bougie.
Yet I still find them to be kind of a place that's pretty grotesque, if you will. You know, people out there are the same people that are from New York, but even worse in a way. And I generally don't enjoy the Hamptons. But that being said, the Summer House show on Bravo is actually really good. I've been watching it from season one, episode one.
Nice. I love that. Jeff, anything from your end of the street?
The three body problem has been up on the list.
Yes, that's why the kid reached out to me. I'm sorry, I forget your name.
Let's call him Scotty.
And I actually watched... Scotty, and I actually watched American Fiction, which was pretty good.
Heard great things.
Yeah, it was good. It was nominated for Best Picture.
We watched Sense and Sensibility.
Yes, we did watch that.
That was a really good movie.
And of course, the final series finale of Curb. So, you know, a lot of hot stuff happening. I also hear, what's that samurai show, Jeff?
Shogun,
I heard.
But then there's also an anime samurai show that I hear people like, Blue something.
Really, really. I'm sure Ben Schwartz has a voice on it. You know, he's all over the place these days.
Scattered.
Yep. Scattered show. We did it. We didn't fight this episode.
We didn't fight at all.
We didn't fight, which takes a lot out of me. I'm not going to lie.
You were trying to not fight with us?
Of course. It takes a lot of energy for me not to be a volatile, toxic person.
You are quite volatile, Dave. No. We both are, though. And heck, I am, too.
I think we all...
You might be the most volatile.
I think it's probably me. You know, I come off...
Really?
Maybe it's a tie all around.
Could be a tie all around.
We're all Sagittarius.
We are all Sagittarius.
And we're all redheaded.
Yeah, we all are redheaded dicks, and so we hit below the belt.
You're not redheaded, sweetie.
What?
Yeah, she is.
What do you mean? Yes, I am. Jeff, what are you
don't do your digs. Jeff.
He's trying to get his digs in. I'm the most redheaded.
Look at this, Jeff. I'm putting my hair next.
I might not be a ginger, but I'm redheaded. Look at our hair.
That. Is that natural?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, is that natural?
This is what we're talking about,
Jeff.
Is
that natural?
We're trying to end the episode on a good note, and you're punching below
the belt. I didn't know we were all redheads together, but
Jeff,
that's fun.
This is all natural, Jeff. She's actually never dyed her hair before.
I was just teasing.
In fact, here's this. You want proof? You want proof if I'm a redhead?
We'll have to post that. Dave, maybe we can
Here's a little baby me with my red hair.
That's super cute.
She wears the same diaper.
I didn't even know that, and I do apologize.
I've never touched my hair, and I never will. Until we all got into
university, you put redhead.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, no, virgin hair.
We are a minority. Hey, Grace, I hate that the only time we really talk is through this one-way avenue. Of course, we have a beautiful discourse through email.
I love Grace. She's awesome.
We all love Grace.
I love you too.
But if you ever have a pitch and Anna doesn't have one, just feel free to take the next 15 minutes to yourself.
Yeah, Grace, go for it.
And just That's a lot of pressure, Dave.
That is a lot of pressure.
No pressure if you
don't be afraid to use ChatGPT. You know, sometimes the chit-chat
You don't got to put that pressure on her to do something with ChatGPT.
Well, you know, it can be a good friend in a dark place sometimes.
Sure. Not wrong. You're not wrong, Dave.
All right, Knicks Celtics on. We're up 18 at the half. Let's go, Knicks. Well, no, I'm going to watch this Knicks game, and I'm probably going to eat some of my what are my Trader Joe's snacks called? Snacky Doodles.
Snacky clusters.
No, they're like chocolatey, crispy. It's like a medley of all your favorite snacks made into one.
Chex
it's
mix.
Like they'll have potato. No, they'll have like a potato chip, but it'll all be melded into like a chocolate ball. It's really good.
So there's ball bites, but of multiple things. You'll have to show me.
There's chips in the chocolate.
Interesting. That's super cool. And like gummy worms too?
No, Jeff. Don't demean the food.
I'm not demeaning it. I'm just saying, are there different snacks?
If we jumped in a cab and we could just dance.
No.
We could watch the game when we get back.
Your pitch should have been Dave being your personal Uber driver.
Yeah, not a bad one.
He's my Uber driver, but he's drunk now, so he can't drive me.
We'll go tomorrow because I got
drunk red. I want to dance.
Well, you can dance while I watch the Knicks game. You could give me a lap dance while I watch the Knicks game.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. But I got some emails I got to do still.
Yeah, right.
I do. All my clients are on West Coast time.
Drunken emails at 10 p.m.
You know, all my clients are in fucking Hawaii, so I work my 9 to 5. They're 5 to 9.
Interesting. Yeah, right. That's cool.
All right.
And as always,
stay scheming and stay dreaming.
Oh, yeah.
Walking out the door, rob the damn bank. Got a chauffeur, make some more pearls. Now an open screw. Saw today with two dudes. Innovation, I owe you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.